Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We live in an age where all relationships are acceptable. Are there any that are not? What are the top five relationship taboos that will not die within the Jewish religion? Rabbi Yossi Goldman, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Thank you. All good.
So you sound well.
I am indeed.
Hope you are too. So we're living in a world where pretty much anything goes, and it's all about me, and it's all about living my dream and my best life, and me. Of course, that isn't a concept. Jewish thought values the me in all of this, but it also values a greater context. How do we balance that?
So you obviously studied the parsha this week, eh?
Of course,
because that motivated me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it just so happens,
right?
That they give away a secret that this is the source of all your discussion.
But
right?
Of course, it is. Whether I read it or not, it's going to be because that's how the world works.
The this week we read about who a Kohen, a member of the priestly tribe, may or may not marry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that you're talking about relationship.
Right.
So, I've often had some serious counseling sessions with people who got involved with others who they would not be permitted to marry according to Jewish law and tradition. And now they're already in a relationship, and it's very, very complicated, and very difficult, and quite heartrending to be honest. And I've unfortunately seen people through what I could only describe as human tragedies, because they get involved with situations that are really not suitable, and they're stuck. It's an impossible situation. And one of the ideas I've used, which has sometimes been successful, I must say it's the exception that the rabbi can convince somebody that this relationship is not a great idea.
Mm.
And because by the time they come to the rabbi, they've usually been involved for a long time. But one idea that I have used, which is, has had some success, is that now, if we're told that a certain relationship is not from the Torah, from the divine authority, we don't believe that God is sitting on a cloud throwing darts, and he's this vengeful, angry, supreme being who's got sadistic tendencies. We believe God. We see God as a loving parent who wants the best for his children, and if the Torah, for example, says that this relationship is not sanctioned, he's not trying to punish us. He's not trying to make our life difficult and to interfere with our love life. He's whispering into our ear, listen here, I know this looks good, it feels good, you think it's great. Trust me, it's not right, it's not going to work. It might be short-term gratifying, but long-term, it's not going to be successful. So do yourself a favor. And as I say,
So I think the message is very simply, that not very simply, because it's actually very complicated and very heart-wrenching. As you said, there's a very real human side, but try and see it as a message from God, and to try and see that it doesn't come from a place of hate, rather than a place of love, as difficult as that might be.
And furthermore, sometimes, if you really love a person, sometimes you have to let them go.
Absolutely, and do what's better for them in the greater picture. Rabbi Yossi
Goldman,
thank you. We do need to leave it there. It is 8:19. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.